Press the return key now. This is the start of Basic Tutors Lesson 1, Mathematician. Here you can perform the four basic math functions with computerized ease, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division with any two numbers. The basic keywords you will study in Lesson 1 are input and stop. Remember, you can work at your own pace. The special monitoring system in Lessons 1 through 12 corrects you if you make an error. If you have a question about the basic words you're learning, remember to use the dictionary mode. Lesson 1 is your introduction to programming. Stay with it until you feel at ease or move ahead to see what else you can do with programming. Who knows, you might be writing your own programs before you know it. After you press the return key, you're set for Lesson 2, Area Calculator. Get ready to throw your slide rule away. Now you can compute the area of any rectangle by entering its length and width. The basic keywords studied in Lesson 2 are if-then and multi-statements. The if-then command is an important basic keyword, so pay close attention to this lesson. You can use Area Calculator to figure out how much paint, wallpaper, carpeting, lawn area, or whatever you need to measure. Just remember that all the dimensions must be measured in the same unit, feet with feet, yards with yards, and so on. When the word OK appears on the screen, type Run. Press the return key, and you're ready for Lesson 2. If you press the return key, you begin Lesson 3, Find the Average. With this program, you can calculate the averages of 4, 50, or more numbers simultaneously. For demonstration purposes, average any numbers you like, your golf scores, expenses, or grades. The keyword studied is for next. Here you'll learn how the for next command creates loops in programs. Remember, if you have any questions on any of the words you are studying, don't hesitate to use the dictionary mode. Stay with Lesson 3 until you're comfortable, or proceed at your own pace to the next lesson. When the word OK appears on the screen, type Run. Press the return key, and you're ready for Lesson 3. Press the return key now for Lesson 4, Counting Machine. This program shows how loops can be used in counting various numerical increments. For example, in Lesson 4, the program will ask you for a starting number, such as 2, and an ending number, let's suppose it's 10. It will ask how many numbers you want to skip between counts. If you indicate 2 skips, then what appears on the screen will be 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. It also works with large numbers, decimals, and negative numbers. Remember, if you don't want to type in the program statements after the program is loaded, Basic Tutor will automatically type in the lesson for you. Then you type Run, and you're off. When you press the return key, you will be loading Lesson 5, Decision Maker. Ask the computer a basic question, and it gives you a yes, no, or maybe answer. For example, ask if your boss will give you a raise, and hopefully, a yes will flash across the screen. Ask if you'll be going on a trip, or if you are going to come into some money, and let the answer surprise you. The keyword studied in Lesson 5 is key dollar. It will show you how the computer gets input from the keyboard without pressing the return key. As you will come to understand, the powers of the imagination machine are amazing. Have some fun with Lesson 5, and then proceed to the next lesson. Once you press the return key, get ready for Lesson 6, Guessing Game. The keywords studied are integer and random number. The object of the game in Lesson 6 is to guess the random number between 1 and 10. The computer gives you clues as to whether it's less or more. Lesson 6 shows you how the computer can pick numbers at random, input information, and then make decisions. If you pick the right number, the computer prints right and stops. If not, the computer keeps giving you hints as to whether it's less or more. Remember, Basic Tutor is designed so you can work at your own pace with a special monitoring system that corrects any mistake. Run lesson 6 several times, then move ahead. When you press the return key, you'll be starting Basic Tutor's Lesson 7, Coloring Book. The basic keywords studied in Lesson 7 are shape, color, and plot. You can select from 16 different shapes and 8 colors to plot a unique drawing on the screen. Choose from light green, yellow, dark blue, red, white, light blue, purple, and orange. There are 128 combinations with 8 colors and 16 shapes. So try several and see how your computer can create patterns and colors on the screen. Remember, if you have any questions on any of the basic words, don't hesitate to use the dictionary mode. You can repeat the program in Lesson 7 as many times as you like. It's time to press the return key. This is the beginning of Lesson 8, Sketchpad. This program demonstrates how to draw with the imagination machine. The keywords studied in Lesson 8 are dim, ASC, call, null, and string variable. Once you learn how to use these keywords, programming will become a snap. To draw on your television set, just move the left-hand joystick to direct a colored square on the screen and see how the box follows your direction. Press the corresponding number and paint patterns with vibrant greens, yellows, dark blue, red, white, light blue, purple, and orange colors to accent your video sketch pad. You can continue with Lesson 8 and draw, or go directly to Lesson 9. Press the return key, and you're all set to begin Lesson 9, Kaleidoscope. You can become a video artist using the imagination machine to create beautiful, ever-changing designs. With Kaleidoscope, you can create a colorful pattern that changes constantly and never repeats itself. This is all done automatically with random numbers, modifying the pattern and colors, making it even more interesting. Kaleidoscope's changing colors and patterns boggle your imagination, not the imagination machine. Remember, if you don't want to type in the program statements, after the program is loaded, press the escape key and the return key. Basic Tutor will automatically type the lesson for you. Stay with Lesson 9 until you're comfortable, and then move ahead. If you press the return key, you'll be looking at Lesson 10, entitled Interest, Depreciation, Calculator. With Lesson 10, you can see how your money grows or depreciates, compare interest rates on loans or investments, and even compare the effects of inflation. The formula uses monthly compounding and rounds off to the next whole penny in calculation. The basic keyword studied is print using. Remember, Basic Tutor is designed so you can work at your own pace with a special monitoring system to correct you when you make a mistake. Stay with Lesson 10 and master print using. When the word OK appears on the screen, type run. Press the return key and get ready to play. Now it's time to press the return and get ready for action in Lesson 11, Expressway. One of the most exciting things you can do with your personal computer is to design your own video games. The keywords studied in this lesson are peak and music. These words are very special because they let you do a whole bunch of things with your computer. Expressway is fun because of its colorful design, complete with sound effect, obstacles, and a scorekeeper. We leave the rules up to your imagination. So proceed at a comfortable pace, then when you're ready, move on. When the word OK appears on the screen, type run, press the return key, and you're all set for Lesson 11. When you press the return, You're about to venture into Lesson 12, Time Machine. If you've been needing a digital timer, this will do the trick. It prints the hours, minutes, and seconds on the screen. Now you can incorporate time into your programs. The key word studied in Lesson 12 is poke. Lesson 12 is the end of the first tape in Basic Tutor. Hopefully, you'll have gained a basic understanding of the basic language painlessly. After the program is loaded and the word OK appears on the screen, remove this tape, then you can run Lesson 12, and you'll be ready to put in the second tape containing Lessons 13 through 22. What a sequel! Happy programming!